So I was just going to say a little bit of something about the format of how we're going to speak, and then we'll just get on and do it. So what we thought that we wanted to do was basically just have a conversation together. So we don't know what we're going to ask each other. We've got some vague themes in mind that we've sort of prepared separately. So we literally don't know what the questions are going to be, and we're just going to try and answer them, and if you like, bring to life some of our communication and our friendship for you. So it's just a chance to listen and see what emerges. So I think you're going to kick off.
Yeah, aren't you? I've got the first question. And well, I guess I was thinking, well, we've been talking about Kaya and Amitra the whole weekend, and I was thinking, well, then informal Kalyana Mitra relationships and in preceptor relationships, there's a definite explicit hierarchy. Like, that's definite, and you know, and it's a some of us make that a formal commitment, and people have all sorts of responses to that notion. And well, I'm just interested in, well, at least the last time I talked to you, the whole notion of discipleship, which again is kind of quite a hot topic sometimes, but yeah, the last time I talked to you anyway, you had a very positive response to the notion of discipleship, so I just thought you could maybe say a bit about that.
I think somebody asked me recently whether I considered myself a disciple of yours, and so it's a pretty pokey question, isn't it? I mean, on one level it's pretty straightforward, I sort of, you know, my immediate response was a very heartfelt yes. And I can remember reading Bante's paper, just basically, it was probably about 5 years ago now, 4 years ago, looking into discipleship. Yeah. And I think, you know, that word for me kind of carries, doesn't carry a sort of Buddhist connotation for me. It carries a sort of Christian, my cultural conditioning, if you like. And so I have to sort of relate to it within the context of our tradition. So I have to sort of do some translating, really. So, but I think, I guess, what comes up for me is sort of, if I say that I'm your disciple, does that mean that I sort of blindly follow what you say? And, well, for those that know us, that doesn't really happen. So it's like, you know, in a way, the context is all, isn't it? So the context is that we're constantly working on our minds, and I trust that you do that. So I see you do that. So that's the thing that I trust. I sort of trust your practice. I trust that you're effectively going for refuge, and I trust that you sort of see that in me. And that means this idea about disciple is also constantly sort of quite fluid in a way. You know, we're constantly sort of refining what that is. But for me, it links to, can I trust that you're practicing, and that wider context of your practice. Like, are you being effective in serving the Dharma? Do you exemplify something? And I can sort of put my kind of trust in that, because I see it and I witness it. I think because we live together and we work together, there's that sort of intensity, and so it's not a sort of blind faith of a disciple. It's more like, within this context, I see some things alive and creative within you. And I think I have said before, I'll just end the question on this, is, you know, if I didn't ask you to be my private preceptor, I would have asked somebody else. So it's not that I'm picking Subhadramati to do that role for me, because it's like a personality thing. It's like I'm choosing that, and I ask that within this context. And the things that I needed to know were in place to ask you. And I was very grateful that you said yes. But if it wasn't you, it would be somebody else. And I have a lot of faith in the structure and the context of the order and what Bante set up. So yeah, that's sort of some of my thoughts about it.
I remember it because you said that to me, sort of personally, that thing. If it hadn't been you, it would have been somebody else. I remember it was interesting, that feeling of almost a bit of a sort of thrill of, or sort of slightly sort of shocking, but in a positive. You know, I remember finding that very exhilarating when you said that. Actually, there's something quite freeing about that. Yeah, well, maybe it does take away from the personal in the the more sort of sticky, unhelpful way, although it still is a very personal relationship. I mean, the thing that I... it's interesting you use words like fluid and so on. I suppose the thing that I... you know, been thinking about more and more, and I suppose enjoy more and more in, like, my connection with you and others is, well, just that notion of mutuality. You know, so you've got the, you've got, let's say, one person's the preceptor and one person's the disciple, or you've got, you know, in a Kalyana Mitra relationship, you've got, you know, you've got that, but it's, there's a fluidity to it, and, well, just that mutuality. And I love those, I love those stories back in the Pali Canon, you know, that talk about, you know, the preceptor helps the disciple if they've been unethical or whatever they've done, but also the disciple helps the preceptor. And the other thing, well, we've talked about it a lot, haven't we, that I think there's something else as well that's it's sort of the notion of, like, hri and apatrapia that I think is very... it comes out very strongly from me, you know, in relation to you and others. Because I think, again, usually, well, apatrapia, because we translate it as respect for wise opinion, we often think of it as sort of vertically and somebody you look up to. But I feel that very strongly in relation to you and, like, you know, other people I'm Kalyana Mitra to or have been private preceptor to, that I want to live up to that, you know, and I feel that very, very deeply. I was remembering just, I told you about this, just soon after Shraddha Siddhi started working at the Buddha Centre. We were going to be in a meeting together, and it's a meeting I usually find, well, I tell myself I find difficult. I mean, more recently I've been thinking it's probably just an excuse for me to go in a bad mood, this meeting. And I just thought, I don't think Shraddha Siddhi will be here, I can't do it. I can't just go in that bad mood. Because, and it did it. And I suppose then the effect of that, it lifted me up. And it was, oh, look at me. I'm not in a bad mood. You know, I can do it. And I think I really, really value... I think that's such a gift that I really value. And if this isn't me going on too long, it's quite subtle, isn't it? I suppose it is like that exemplification, one of the Sangraha Vastas, because it's not, like, you can't do it in a self-conscious way. I think I've also made that mistake and tried to be on my best behaviour in relation to some people who might recognise themselves in this room. You know, and almost be in the... I think the near enemy of that is you go into a sort of role of, like, I'm a Kalyana Mitra, or I'm a preceptor, and I'm going to be this exemplar, and all you exemplify is somebody being in a role and being a leader, you know. So I hope that I've, you know, I'm sure I'll fall into that again. I hope I've sort of matured a little bit and learned that, well, sort of the real apatrapi as opposed to the, well, it's like saying, as Sri was saying in the talk yesterday, what you're trying to exemplify is the process, not that I'm at this point and I'm this person, which is, it's very different, but it can be subtle in the trying to practice of it.
Shall I ask another
question? You've got questions for me. She's got a whole list.
I was just wondering, so, because we've lived together for about 5 years, and I did consciously partly ask you to be my preceptor because we were living together, and I was very interested in this sort of not leaving the messiness out, so just playing with notions of sort of projection in like hierarchical or vertical relationships, and then I felt like, oh, if we live together, there's less chance of that, and I just wondered how you feel that's worked, say, with us, or I mean, we do live in a network of spiritual friendships.
Well, I guess it ties in with what I was saying earlier, in a way, that if you do live together, which, again, I love that that's in the tradition. You know, you get that right back in the Pali Canon, don't you? But, you know, there isn't anywhere to hide. I can't pretend like you're gonna see that. So no matter how much I might want to be this perfect preceptor type of person, whatever my notion of that is, it's impossible to sustain. And I think that's that's positive, but not always pleasant. You know, there's definitely, because we're in the chapter together as well, so there's kind of no escape. You know, and at times, there was once in a chapter meeting when we were, well, how do you describe, what euphemisms do we use? We sort of say things like, well, we're going through a bit of a bumpy time. Or, it was an intense time. And I did think, for a brief moment, I thought, oh, goodness, maybe this is too much, to be in the chapter as well as working together and living together. I did think, have I made a terrible mistake in that amount of thing? But actually, that was fleeting, because I thought, actually, it's not a mistake. It's positive in itself, but it's positive in the context. Actually, being in these situations, it is intense, but also it's in a context. Like we've got, 10 other people in the community as well as us, and we've got, people that both of us look up to as Kalyana Mitras in the community. It's in that same in the chapter. So actually, I thought, oh, actually, what could be better? It's actually quite helpful for people to, you have the messiness and other people see it and you can say, oh, God, what was I doing there to kind of, make that happen? And so,
It sort of reminds me a bit that it's not really just you and me having the friendship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it's sort of, we're so interconnected with the women that we live with and are in a chapter with that. If we weren't in that context, our friendship couldn't mature and deepen without them.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's very much the order at work, I suppose. That's much broader than when we normally think of friendship. Sometimes we can get quite sort of into pairs. We're here in a pair rather than 10 of us speaking together.
Yeah.
But actually, the reality is that,
the reality is that there's 90 odd of us here kind of all having an effect on each other.
And people want to help, don't they? Like, I feel that in the community and chapter, if we were having difficulty or anybody was, there's an act of, I think people were even saying that time, well, we'll help you with this. But what about you and the messiness and all that?
Well, I think it's kind of goes a little bit back to what I was saying about discipleship. Like, I don't want you to be my spiritual friend because you're perfect. I want you to, exemplify that kind of... there's a quote in Singer Shree's talk yesterday about the embodiment of spiritual development. In a way, you're a bit further along than me, and then you're just working on yourself, and then I can see that and tell that, and that's enough, so I don't need you to be perfect, certainly, we've started working together, which has meant that our friendship's gone deeper, but it's almost like we've had to have a bit of conflict before we can go a bit deeper as well, so... I think that's the way I relate to the messiness. I just sort of think, it's all there to be transformed, isn't it? So if you don't let me see your messy bits, we can't be in connection around that. Something's a bit blocked.
I meant your messy bits.
So is it like, do I feel self-conscious about the messy bits? So how do I feel about you seeing the messy bits in me?
Yeah.
Awkward. Yeah. It's like it's like a journey, isn't it, of trying to be a true individual. I can get into, what will my preceptor think about this? I think that it's such good conditions to kind of explore that. Like, I was checking out with Subhadramati a couple of months ago. I thought she was being a bit judgmental about something that I was doing. I felt really awkward about it. Felt really tight. And I sort of said, I need to check something out with you. Are you judging me? And we had a really interesting conversation about it. It was like you sort of said no, and I sort of said, oh, well, I just feel like I'm picking that up. And do you think... I think I said, do you think that's a bit unconscious?
Yeah. I did.
But thankfully, you're very open to kind of, you know, just meeting me in that process of exploring it. And then it helped me sort of own my own part in it. You know, so, oh, I'm a bit awkward. You know, I feel a bit uncomfortable about this. So, yeah, I think I am interested in sort of turning that to the light, but it's very awkward, isn't it? It's like... goes back to sort of Kriya and Apatrapia as well, I think, to really practice that. Thanks for that. So I think we've got a couple more minutes. So shall I ask
on your list? Yeah.
All right. So I was really interested. In what way do you think your meditation practice or practice of meditation feeds in or overlaps with your spiritual friendships? And since we're talking about you and me, maybe, you know, in what way does your meditation practice kind of feed into our friendship, vice versa?
God, it's so hard to... I find it hard to tell with meditation sometimes. I find it quite mysterious. I mean, I do it, you know. But I don't know if I could exactly say... Like, I don't know if I could exactly see this, like, definitely affects that. You know, I don't know if I could isolate one thing, for example, like meditation. I'm sure it must have an effect. I probably might notice it in its absence, you know, if I've kind of, if my meditation's kind of not been strong for a few days, or even if I've missed a day or two, I think I notice... I do notice, well, for example, I notice I get more careless in my speech and so on, but I think, I don't know if I find that such an easy question to answer, because, well, I think because it's the whole thing, you know, like I can't separate, like, meditation and, you know, say my teaching at the Buddha Centre or, like, trying to practice ethics as best I can, I can't. I'm sure they might, you know, I'm not trying to say it doesn't have any effect, but I don't know if I could pinpoint it and go, oh, yeah, that was because of this particular thing I'm focusing on in meditation at the moment or something. So,
Maybe it sort of highlights a bit of a difference between us as well,
okay,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Because maybe my question was, feeling more alive about my own kind of meditation practice and where that somehow...
Yeah.
I think I sort of worked quite a lot out in it or something.
Do you want to fire at you? Just tell us a bit about that then.
I don't know, I was just... I just suppose our friendship can't work, or our spiritual friendships can't work without us working on our minds. And I guess, in a way, the primary sort of sphere for that for me often feels like it really pulls or tugs during meditation. But I am really interested in, because we're very close and I sort of see your practice and I see what you sort of do off the cushion a lot. You've often said that the practice for order members is teaching. So I can sort of see how it all maybe integrates or revolves around for you or something, that you're maybe a bit more aware of that sort of the activity off the cushion in a way. But maybe I'm a bit more aware of what happens to me on the cushion in a way, or sort of dwell in that a bit more. So maybe slightly temperamentally different.
Yeah, isn't it? So what when you say what happens on, so it sounds like you've got a direct link between
I think, like, you know, if we fall out, then the moment I'm doing sort of practice around just really focusing on the heart and physical feelings in the heart, so I'm often bringing people closer and closer into that part, just imagining that, so sort of imagining you this weekend just trying to allow you to come closer closer and closer and closer. So it's like
we haven't fallen,
I trust
out,
by the way. So I, in a way, I sort of trust that has an effect, I suppose. Like, it is mysterious, isn't it? It's sort of, maybe I just trust that actually does have an effect, sort of, or quite a strong effect.
That's lovely. I'm touched. You know, it feels a lovely image to, what you just described.